comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, whoever you are, wherever you happen to be. Welcome to the Kevin Smith Show. I'm delighted you're here. I'm here because you have a right to know and because you matter. Welcome to Weekend Eve. On this side of the globe is Friday evening. Now, some of our audience are on the other side of the planet. It's already Saturday morning over there. And you're already into your weekend. I hope you're having a great weekend. Those of you who are on this side of the planet, well, we're going to have a great weekend eve, and then I hope you have a great weekend. Tonight, of course, is a big night. Every Friday night, right after the show, we begin sending out the K-Files, our free weekly newsletter, and we begin right after the show tonight. So if you are subscribed, you'll be getting it, and it's got some good stuff in it, believe me. Now, don't believe me. Subscribe, and then you'll get it. Tonight, I'm going to take up a challenge from one of our listeners. That challenge is shown in the picture about tonight's show over on my website. So if you go over to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, and scroll down, you'll see the picture about tonight's show. And you'll see some hands holding up a piece of paper with part of an email on there. And it's that part of the email that is the challenge. I'll be taking that up, but I will be going one better than the challenge, and we're going to be seeing some amazing stuff. The challenge is pretty simple. The challenge from the listener was, he said, last night, you said something about NASA airbrushing photos, doing that all the time. And I've heard you say this before, but so far you've never provided one shred of evidence. And, of course, I wonder where this listener has been for 12 years, because way more than shreds of evidence. But tonight, I'm going to take that challenge up, and I'm going to give you strong, I think irrefutable evidence that NASA does airbrush pictures, and I'm going to go one better. I'm going to show you why they do it. Yeah, the evidence exists. So it ought to be a lot of fun. Then later in the show, I will open the telephone lines, and we can talk about this evidence. I will tell you this, that the listener, when you read that challenge on the website, it has a name there. That name is fictitious. I changed the name because I just thought it was a good thing to do. But nevertheless, that is part of an email I got, and it was pretty. It was a pretty long rant. I told you I'd catch it for saying what I said about believing and knowing, and it was pretty much a rant about that. But this part of it, I'm going to take up. I'm going to show proof that NASA does airbrush pictures. I'm going to show you proof of why they airbrush the pictures. It's free to watch tonight. If you're not watching, you gotta ask yourself, where's the genius in the room? All right. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. This is Kevin Smith. If you're listening by radio, we're so glad you are. All around the world, from continent to continent. In fact, probably from planet to planet, people listening to the Kevin Smith Show, and we're glad you are. But tonight is a free-to-watch night. We do that two or three times each month, so that those who are not yet members can get a little bit of a taste of part, just a tiny part of what they're missing by not being members. So, you know, if you're listening and you would rather be watching, just go over to the website and click where it says watch. It's right in the middle of your screen. You can't miss it. It says watch. Now, I know underneath it, it says, you know, members. But tonight, it's for everybody. So just click watch and welcome aboard. All right, I told you I was going to take up this challenge, and I am going to take up this challenge. Some of you are probably thinking, oh boy, he's going to eat this guy alive. Nah, I'm not going to eat this guy alive. He expressed his opinion, okay. And he didn't tell any lies about me. He made an inaccurate statement, though, and he said, you know, I heard you say that NASA retouches or airbrushes these pictures, and I've heard you say that before, and, you know, up till now, you've never presented a shred of evidence for that. Well, that's inaccurate. I have many, many, many times over the last 12 years, several tons worth of evidence. But I'm going to take that up, but I want to go one better. And I told you, this is not this person's real name that's showing here. That part of it, I made up. That part of it's fiction. I'll use that name, Milton. Tonight, I'm going to show you irrefutable evidence that NASA airbrushes pictures. Then, I'm also at the same time going to be showing you why they airbrush pictures. One of the neat things about it is that, yes, NASA does airbrush pictures. And, yes, they obscure things. They make it hard for us to see the real situation on the moon, on Mars, on other planets. They airbrush things out. They blur them. They apply haze. They do all kinds of things. And I've demonstrated that many, many times right here on the air, on the show. But, and I'm going to tonight as well. In the process, we are going to find out exactly why they do it. I'm going to show you. It's not even speculation. You will see with your own two eyes. And look, don't let anybody tell you you're not a trained observer. You've had eyes all your life. Did you ever look at a beach ball and think it was a Walmart? No. Okay? I mean, you're not stupid. I know, you know, the powers that be want us to think that we're stupid and that our eyes are wrong all the time. That is simply not the case. If that were the case, you couldn't function. So your eyes are going to see evidence tonight why NASA airbrushes pictures, and you're going to see the evidence that they do it. But what's really neat is that even though NASA tries to get it all, they miss a few things here and there. And we catch them. When I say we, I'm talking about me and Jose Escamilla and Richard Hoagland and you just start naming. I mean, you, I mean, a lot of the stuff that we present here on the show is stuff you caught. And you send it to me. And we talk about it here on the show. So, what's cool is even though they try, they can't get it all. They don't get it all, and some of it slips out. And that's a good thing for us. Now, we are going to travel for this demonstration to the moon. And we are going to go to Zeeman Crater. Zeeman Crater is on the backside of the moon, down near the South Pole. So we cannot see it from Earth. The only way it can be seen is from a spacecraft. And we do have pictures of it, a lot of pictures of it, as it turns out. Something was going on at Zeeman Crater that so interested NASA and the military that they have photographed it rather repeatedly since the 1960s. Now, for those of you who are watching, you're looking at a photograph. And this photograph is showing you something on the rim of Zeeman Crater. So let's take a look at it. What do you think? Does that look like a natural geographical, geological formation, or does that look like something constructed? Now, this was taken in the 1960s. During the 1960s, in preparation for our first landing on the moon, NASA sent 10 probes, 10 orbiters, to the moon to photograph. They wanted to get as much information as they could about what was on the moon. They wanted that so that they would be able to pick landing spots and spots for science exploration. And one of the probes, an orbiter, I don't know which orbiter, I did know and I have forgotten because I'm an old guy and I do things like that. But I own the show, so I won't be firing me or even reprimanding me for it. But one of the orbiters took this picture. And NASA was fascinated with this. As it turns out, so was the military. And I can show you proof of that in just a moment. But ask yourself, if this is just natural geological formation, if that's what this is, then why would they be so interested? If it's just a natural geological formation, why would they be so interested in it? Now, I've zoomed back out, and I've done this for a reason. I want you to kind of take in the whole scene. And I want you to notice that formation, that structure, really sticks out like a sore thumb. It doesn't look like anything else in the picture. All the rest of the picture looks like we would think the moon should look. That doesn't fit. It's a strange formation, and it is large, as you are going to learn in just a moment. But let's go back and take a look at it again. Feast your eyes upon this, because, ladies and gentlemen, Milton, here is the location that I'm going to use to prove that NASA airbrushes pictures. And this is the location where I'm going to prove why they airbrush the pictures. All right. Let's just take a look at the crater in another shot. Now, this same picture is the one that Google was using. It's kind of like Google Earth, but it's called Google Sky. This is what they were using up until 2009. It's exactly the same. Now, notice I've highlighted that the little Google tag down there, in the logo down there in the corner, and look at the date beside it. The date beside it is 2009. And this is what they were using up until then. If you looked up Zeeman Crater on Google Sky or whatever it's called, this is the picture you would see. But then in 2009... Later in 2009, this picture got replaced. and it got replaced with this picture. So there you have it, Milton. I could stop right here. I'm not going to. I have a great deal more to discuss about this. But you can see with your own eyes the very obvious airbrushing in the side of that rim, in the rim of the crater, the side, the cliff. You can also see that that structure that we were looking at has been removed from the picture. That is exactly the same spot, same crater. And you got to ask yourself, what's the deal here? What, I mean, look, let's go back and take a look at this same spot. This is the same spot. You can see the cliff face there. And this next picture is zoomed out a little more, but that was me that did that, not Google. And it's zoomed out a little more, but you can see it's the same spot. It's exactly the same place. And in fact, at the bottom of all the Google stuff, you'll find the longitude and latitude, and they are the same. And it's exactly the same place. Now, if we were to just take this first picture that we saw, the picture that has the structure in it, if we're to take it and just, I'm going to make it a little bit transparent, and I'm going to overlay it on the one that's on Google now. This is the one that's on Google now. And if I take that first one that was on Google and just make it a little bit transparent and overlay it, we get some pretty interesting results. And you will be able to see this lettering that's on this picture through the transparent overlay. You can barely see that lettering back there. But no, notice, this is exactly the same place. But what we did is we took the original picture taken by the lunar orbiter, the one that was on Google, the one that was released by NASA originally. It's got that structure in it. We simply took that and made it a little bit transparent and overlaid it on this farce that has been released now. So when we just overlay with the original, you can see it matches up exactly. So the, what do you think it is? What do you think this structure is? And what's important is what's missing, don't you think? Whatever goes missing, whatever disappears, must be very important. What disappeared here? The structure. And whatever was on that cliff face. Now, if I really worked with the original and changed up some contrast settings and so forth, I might be able to see what's in that dark shadow on the cliff face. Sometimes we can. I didn't have time to do that before the show tonight, but sometimes we can do that, and some of you may want to take this picture and do that. And you can find this picture without the without all of my titling and stuff, just the plain picture. You can find that on the search engines now. It's, you can still find this. It's just you won't get that when you go to Google. If you look at Zeeman Crater through Google now, you get a doctored up picture. Now, you might say, well, you know, Google did that, and that's not NASA. Well, possibly, but I doubt that. Google, you know, they don't have a guy in a moon buggy running around with cameras taking pictures of the moon like they have them running around your neighborhood taking pictures of your neighborhood. Google doesn't have somebody on the moon taking pictures. They get their pictures from NASA. And I'm fairly certain that it was NASA that did this smear job and that did this airbrushing to take out the structure that is so clear, so obvious, and sticks out like a sore thumb. Now, that structure is a big structure. You may not have any idea how big that is, but you will in just a minute. In a few minutes, about 3 minutes or so, we go to a break, and when we come back from that break, I'm going to show you a picture that was taken years later, and it shows you the measurements of the crater and of this area right here. But the question here is, why would you get rid of this structure that's in this picture? Why would you get rid of it unless you thought it was really important and you wanted to keep it a secret? Why would you do that? Understand that the photograph that shows the structure was taken in the 1960s, and that's the one that's been available ever since Google has had pictures of the moon. That's the one that was available up until 2009. In 2009, this was still on Google. However, before 2009 ended, Google came out with this doctored up picture of the Zeeman crater. So the question then is, if that's not something that's important, why would you remove it? Okay, so I have begun, Milton, at this point with the pictures that I have shown and that I've talked about. I have begun to show you why NASA airbrushes the pictures. And I've shown you one picture that has severe airbrushing in it, and that airbrushing is so bad it's almost done in Braille. A person who has no eyesight would be able to see this one. It's that bad. But I recognize you might say, well, that was not NASA that did that. I think it was. I don't think Google did it. I think NASA did it and provided them the picture. But I can't prove that. However, I do have proof that NASA airbrushes pictures. Absolutely, no question, visible to anybody. And what's interesting is it's a picture of this same area from a different angle, taken about 34 years later. And things had changed. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
www.kevinsmithshow.com. Course set for fantastic, Captain. Oh my.
All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we're talking about this this challenge that I got in an email saying that I have mentioned that NASA airbrushes pictures, but he says, so far you've never provided a shred of evidence. Well, I've given you more than a shred so far, but there will be yet more. The point of all of this, ladies and gentlemen, it really stems from last night's show where I talked to you about reality. See, reality is not what you get told. Not all the time. Sometimes people speak truth. Reality is the sum total of truth. And we get told fiction a lot. And when it comes to NASA, you have to understand they are pathological fictioners. And sometimes they tell us the truth, but almost always they give us a healthy dose of fiction. I think you can tell from the pictures that we've looked at that, you know, what we got from the orbiters, the lunar orbiters back in the 1960s, what we got back then shows something clear, relatively clear. It's not bad at all. That's relatively clear. That appears to be constructed. And if NASA wanted to make the case that that's not constructed, but it's just some sort of strange formation, then NASA should never have wiped that structure out of the picture. Because by wiping it out of the picture, it's just like putting a highlighter over it. It's just like telling us, you know what, that was important and we don't want you to know about it. But this picture that's on the screen right now is the work of pathological fictioners. This is fiction. This is not reality. This is the picture that you'll get if you look at Zeeman Crater at Google Sky. This is the picture you're going to get, but it's fiction. This is not truth. This is not reality. What we had from the 1960s is the reality. Something about that structure is so important that it had to be taken out. Now, we can see some obvious bad airbrushing on that cliff face, but they didn't do too badly up there in the red circle. It just looks like more moon, doesn't it? So they didn't do too badly there. But this is fiction. This is not real. We can overlay the one from the 1960s over it, and we can see what NASA has taken out of there. So, you know, a lot of times people want to get into, they kind of get bogged down into the details of, okay, so what is it? We have some suggestions for what it may be in just a moment. But let's go back to the original picture from the 1960s. It's pretty clear. What we're going to do is we're going to take a look at this same crater. We're going to look at the same area. But we're going to look at it from a different angle, because in 1994, on January the 25th, 1994, NASA launched a top-secret mission called Clementine. And by top-secret, I mean they took over 1 million pictures of the moon, and most of those are still classified. Some are not. Some have been released, but most are still classified. Why? What's on the moon that needs to be classified? Kind of curious, don't you think? Well, this was a joint space mission between NASA and the U.S. military. And they went up with high-resolution cameras. And they photographed the moon more than ever before and in higher resolution than ever before. At the time, it was the highest resolution possible. And they got some really clear pictures. So whenever we look at this crater, it's the Zeeman Crater on the back side of the moon, the side that we never get to see. It's down near the South Pole. So when we look at the pictures from Clementine in 1994, from the Clementine mission, in 1994, with high-res cameras, we ought to be able to see very clearly what that structure is, don't you think? Well, the first hint that we might not be able to is that NASA took that structure completely out of the public image issued to Google. But let's just see, how clear is it? I think that's important. It's pretty clear, but over there on the far side of the crater is the area where that structure was. And just take a look at what they did. They blurred it out. Again, if that's just a weirdness in the camera, if that thing that we thought was a structure, if that's just some sort of strange geological formation, and there's really a good explanation for it, if that's the case, then why, 34 years later, are they still photographing it, and why have they blurred it out? You see, it's not only that they blurred parts of that picture in 2009, and it's not only that they took that structure out of the picture in 2009. That's interesting. But here we are, 34 years down the road, and they get high-resolution pictures, and the one they release to the public has that very area obscured, has it blurred. Now, why? Now, this is NASA's picture, okay? This is NASA's picture. You can go over to the Clementine browser. You can find this. This is NASA's picture. So you can't say Google blurred this. NASA did this. NASA, and only NASA did this. They are pathological fictioners. This is fiction. Now that is truly Zeeman Crater. But what they've done is make sure it gives you fiction by obscuring that structure over there, whatever it is. So let's take a look at what we've got here. Zeeman Crater is about 184 kilometers in diameter. That's about 114 miles. So that's what we're looking at on that little screen right there. You're looking at 114 miles. That means that that structure over there, the size of that blur over there, is approximately, 28.6 is close to 29 miles wide. Whatever that is important to the military, and it's important to NASA. And it was there in the 1960s, right in that spot. It was there. And here we are, 1994, at some time in that mission. It was launched in 94, January the 25th, 1994. And at some point in that mission, it took this picture. And it's still important to the military because, and to NASA, because they blurred it out. So Milton, there's your proof. There's the evidence, more than a shred of evidence, and there's tons of this stuff all over the moon, Milton. Tons of pictures like this, all over the moon. I've picked one because we have from the 1960s, we have a picture that's very clear that shows what was down there. But things changed. You see, the shape of this thing has changed a lot. I mean, that basic thing is still part of the blur, I think, but it has changed and it has expanded. So if you're looking at the picture, you've got now a picture that has the structure and you've got a circle around it. I think that this thing has expanded towards the upper end of that oblong circle. Now, I will show you why. Just take a look at the picture taken in the 1994 mission. You see, it expands way to the right over there. I think it's been added to. I think it was under construction. And it's been under construction all this time, and it is vastly expanded. Are you ready to take a closer look at this? This is what they did for you, folks. This is the work of pathological fictioners. That's NASA's work. That is NASA's airbrushing. But you can see through the haze that there is structure back there. You can see that there is some structure. And I think on the left side of this, we're looking from a different angle, but we're looking at the same structure that was photographed in the 1960s. However, it has been added to and expanded toward the right. Now, just for orientation, let's back up and take another look, unzoomed. And we can see that from this angle, we're not looking right down on top of it. We're looking at it from above, but at a long distance and at a sloping angle down so we can see one whole side. And what they've done is they have obscured something that's big. The measurements on that, as we say, from end to end, that's about 29 miles. A little bit awesome, don't you think? Now, whatever it is, take a good look at the left side, because it's standing on legs. And what they did, very interesting, you can see this if you pay attention, take a look. They obscure the leg, and then they obscure the next leg, and then the next leg, and the next leg. They obscure its legs upon which it stands on the left side. Not too smart. I think, you know, if you really wanted to just blur this, you put an indistinct blob over there. No. We can see the shape of whatever that is, and we're going to talk about what it might be in just a moment. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. What I'm doing this evening is answering the challenge that I got in an email, and I'm going beyond that. The challenge was that I have never provided a shred of evidence that NASA airbrushes pictures. And I'm going beyond that because I'm showing you not only do they airbrush them, I'm giving you the evidence for why they airbrush them. Take a look at this, folks. Whatever that is important. It was important to NASA. It was important to the military. And they airbrushed that out. That's NASA's picture. That's how they released it. That's airbrushed. So there's something sitting there they don't want you to see. It's big. It's about 29 miles long, not quite. About 29 miles long from end to end. On the right side of this, take a look at what's over there. I've labeled it with, it's got a question mark. It says a tunneling bit. Now, the reason that I have done that is because right here on Earth, we have tunneling machines that are shaped something like that. Now, they're not 29 miles long. This would be one monster tunneling machine, if that's what it is. But it's pretty interesting that all of that was not setting in that spot in the 1960s. Yes, there was a structure, but all of this was not setting in that spot in the 1960s. But in 1994, in that mission, in 1994, the Clementine mission, there it sat, in that spot. Things had changed. That looks like a tunneling machine. It's shaped like tunneling machines are shaped. It is vastly larger than any tunneling machines we have here on this planet. Now, several years ago, there was a guy that everybody was familiar with, and some people love him, some people hate him. That's just the nature of things. Former naval intelligence officer, and his name was Milton Cooper. And Milton Cooper had a statement about what's on the backside of the moon. He said, the alien base on the far side of the moon, he says it's called Luna, okay? That's how the military refers to the alien base on the backside of the moon. They call it Luna. It was seen and filmed by the Apollo astronauts. A base, a mining operation using very large machines, and the very large alien craft described in sighting reports as motherships exist there. That's what Milton Cooper said about it. So here we are on the backside of the moon in the 1960s. There is a structure. It is photographed by NASA. Some 34 years later, they're still interested in this area, and they photograph it again with a whole different mission and a whole different camera, and it's high resolution. And whatever it is has grown. So NASA airbrushes it out. Before this picture is released, it gets airbrushed out. Now, who ordered it to be airbrushed out? I don't know that. But I, you know, if I had money to bet on it, I would probably bet that it was ordered by the military. There's something about this they don't want you to see. And what is it? Well, folks, I think the evidence is pretty clear what it is they don't want. They don't want us to know that they know that there is such a thing as intelligent extraterrestrial life, and it's not 47 million light years away. It's right next freaking door on the moon. Now, I've talked about this with several close friends of mine who maintain that, well, there's no proof that that's alien. No, there's not any proof that it's alien, but there's really not any proof that you exist either. Well, I've got a birth certificate, piece of paper, can be manufactured. The point is this, folks. There's evidence. Birth certificate is evidence. It's not proof that you are who you say you are, but it's evidence that you are. There's evidence that that's alien. And the evidence is NASA's own photographs. The evidence is that in 1960s, when they sent 10 orbiters up to photograph everything on the moon, they were surprised. And this was there. That's the evidence that it's not theirs. That's the evidence that it was not theirs. And that's strong evidence. They don't want, they keep saying, well, we have, look, the White House issued a statement in relation to Stephen Bassett's petition where he asked the White House to release, to order the release of all government documents and all government information about extraterrestrial intelligent life and the contact with humans and UFOs. And the White House statement said that the U.S. government does not have any evidence of the existence of intelligent extraterrestrial life or any contact with humans. That was last year. We've got the White House telling that story when they have to know that's not true. You've got all kinds of military putting out the idea that, nah, there's nothing to that. Only kooky people think that way. You've got the lapdogs of the government, that would be mainstream media. You've got them ridiculing what science knows exists. And through the various grants and through the various associations, professional associations attached to the government, they control the scientists and keep them quiet. Just look what happens when a scientist speaks up. Look at Dr. Filipov, and he's not even an American. And look at the reach and the power of this thing. Now, am I saying that there is a structure at Zeeman Crater? I'll tell you what I am saying. NASA's pictures from the 1960s show there is. NASA's picture from 2009 shows they decided to lie to you and give you fiction. NASA's picture from 1994 shows there's a structure there. And whatever it is scares the living hell out of them, and they have it airbrushed. So there is evidence of their airbrushing. There's evidence of what it is they airbrushed out. I know what they airbrushed out. I just don't know what it is. There's a picture of what they airbrushed out. The picture is their own picture. So I don't know what that is, but I know that's what they airbrushed out. And did they do a job airbrushing? Yeah, they really obscured it. But you know, they always make a mistake. You know, when you tell a lie, you always make a mistake. Take a look at the right side over there. Take a look at that. That is, for all intents and purposes, I got to tell you, for my money, that is a tunneling bit. That's a rock auger. And then you put it together with what Milton Cooper said, and others have said it, even here on this show, that there are bases on the moon and they are doing mining. You put it all together, and to me, that suggests that we're probably looking at a massive tunneling machine. I'm not through. We've got more coming right after this break. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and for those of you joining us just now in this second hour, welcome aboard. I'm glad you're here. My sincere sympathy to you for whatever it is that kept you away from that first hour, and I sincerely hope you never, ever suffer that tragedy again. We are talking about a challenge
that I got in the form of an email, and it said that, you know, last night I mentioned that NASA airbrushes pictures, and this email said, but you've never presented a shred of evidence. Well, much more than a shred tonight, I have shown, and by the way, it's free to watch tonight, so if you're, you know, you want to watch and you're not, well, you got to ask, where's the genius in that room? You go to my website, click where it says watch, you're good to go. So I've been showing pictures that show that NASA has airbrushed, and I showed you what they airbrushed out. I'm not sure what it is, but it's some kind of structure, and they airbrushed it out. And so we can see, we have pictures from before it was airbrushed. We can see what it looks like. But there's one more thing I want to present to you before I open up the telephone lines, and then we will open up the telephone lines, because I want you to join me in this conversation, and let's talk about this. There is an implication, isn't there? Here's the thing in the 1960s. It's photographed. We have a clear photograph of it, a good photograph of it, from the 1960s. And then in 1994, they photograph it again, and it's bigger than it was in the 1960s. And they decide, whatever that is, you don't need to see it. They left a little part hanging out on the right side. And I think that gives away what this is. It is some type of gigantic mining machine. I think that's what it is. I cannot tell you that I know for sure that's what it is, but I think that's what it is. That's what it looks like. But here's the implication, folks. The implication of all of that is pretty simple, isn't it? That picture from the 1960s is not ancient alien ruins. If it has grown, it's currently occupied. So, I have had this statement made, this question made, in telephone calls, and I've had it also in emails over the years. Well, you know, you'd think if there's really aliens up there and flying around and stuff, you'd think all these astronomers here on the Earth would see them, especially all these backyard astronomers all over the world got good telescopes. Somebody would see them. Okay, I think that's fair. Somebody should see them, and they do. And for those who are watching, you are now seeing a video of the moon taken by a telescope here on Earth. And you are about to see several UFOs. And we're going to zoom in, because they're pretty small against the moon. However, you can see them moving. We're going to zoom in here in just a moment. Those are coming from the back side of the moon over to our side. Look, the same side of the moon faces us all the time. So when they come, we're looking at the side of the moon that the Earth can see, and when these things come up over the horizon, what's happening is they're coming from the back side of the moon. Now, who do you think's flying those? Well, again, I talked to one of my friends about this before I decided to use this video, and what he said was, well, you know, that might actually, those could be satellites that we have up there, you know, some orbiters and stuff that various countries have up there. Well, look, one coming up over the horizon, okay, maybe, but several, I don't think so. And isn't it interesting? It comes up over the, actually, that's not the horizon, that's called the limb. of the moon. It comes up over the outer edge of the moon, coming from behind the moon over to our side, and then fades away. And why does it fade away? Well, it fades away because apparently it descends back down towards the moon and away from the camera, away from the telescope. So I'm not real sure about that, but that's my theory about why it fades away. So, is the moon currently occupied? It appears so. Is that crazy? Well, I'll tell you what crazy is. Crazy is looking at all the evidence and then saying, well, because I don't believe it, it ain't so. That's crazy. Nuts? That's nuts. Now, your own eyes, you've had eyes all your life, your own eyes have seen this evidence. You know what you saw. You may not be able to identify everything that you saw, but you know that you have seen what NASA saw in the 1960s. And you know that you have seen NASA's airbrushing it out. You know that you have seen that in 1994 it had grown tremendously and NASA airbrushed it out. That you know. And you, if that was just rocks, why would you do that? Why would you airbrush out just rocks? It's not just rocks. And if it has grown from one size to a larger size in those 34 years, somebody is there. And what you're watching on your TV screen right now is somebody is flying stuff on the moon from the backside of the moon around to the front side, and it's being caught by an astronomer, an amateur astronomer with a telescope, looking at the moon. He's on Earth, and he's looking at that coming from the backside of the moon. So you tell me, what does that suggest to you? You might look at that and say, well, that suggests to me strawberry yogurt. Oh, that's nuts. It suggests what it suggests. Somebody's there. And they're alive, and they're intelligent. Pretty good chance it ain't us. All right, I am going to open up the telephone lines, and I want to say to the person who called me during the break, now's the time. And we want to hear from you, okay? The telephone lines are open, and the telephone number is 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. Please use that number if you're in Canada or the USA. If you're outside of Canada, outside of the USA, you can use that number. It'll work anywhere on this planet, but it's expensive, I know. So if you're outside of the USA and outside of Canada, you can use an additional feature we have just for you. It's on the website. It's called the Flash Message. Get over there, scroll down, and take a look at it. It's scroll down to where you see the picture about tonight's show, and right above it is the link that says Flash Message. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Jerome from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jerome.
Hi. Could you show that picture that you had up, the Google picture, where they sloppily airbrushed it?
Yeah. It should be coming up on your screen right about now.
Okay, if you look on the edge of that crater where you got that pointed to, sloppy, obvious airbrushing.
Yeah.
Now, if you can put up the Clementine angled photo. Why would they airbrush that out when on this photo it doesn't appear, the only thing that appears airbrushed out is that piece of machinery or building or whatever?
Well, okay, I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Looks like this machine is sort of sitting in a crater itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
That far wall of that crater is the one that got airbrushed out in the Google picture.
The one we're on the Clementine, we're actually seeing.
No, we're not seeing it. Okay, on your screen, right now,
mm-hmm.
what you're seeing, and let me go back to the original photograph here.
Okay.
I think, just a minute. Okay, here we go. This is the one that's not airbrushed, and this is as it came from NASA back in the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. Is that correct? Yeah.
Well, you got the overlay on it.
Yeah, I've got the overlay on it. All right. Now, you see that area that they later airbrushed out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see what that... Let me check this picture. Here we go. This is the original. All right. It just take my labels out of there, and you've got the original. So where that white lettering is, that wall... All right, now I'll show you where that wall is. That wall is, it goes behind that big piece of machinery. You see a little bit of it on the left, and then that big piece of machinery. That big piece of machinery sitting in front of that wall.
Okay. Okay, I thought that there was some more airbrushing or stuff that we weren't seeing.
No, this big piece of machinery is sitting in front of that wall that they obscured in the Google photograph.
Okay. You know, it seems like Milton Cooper's definition seems accurate.
It does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I would challenge your new non-member viewers to call in and let us know what they think about the pictures you're showing.
Yeah, it's open for everybody. 623-444-5889. It's not restricted.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
All right, thanks for the call. Look, maybe you have never called us before. That's okay. This is a good time to do it. And maybe... You are not a member, but you are getting to watch it tonight, and you've got an opinion about what we're looking at. Okay? Want to hear from you. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hello, Brent.
This picture you have up right now, I want you to leave that there for a second.
All right.
Now, I'm going back to the days of Battlestar Galactica.
Okay.
The one you've got circled looks like a landing bay.
It does, doesn't it? Let me zoom in on that, okay? Yeah, I have thought about that many times, and I've seen this picture many times over the years. It does look like a landing bay.
Now zoom back out.
All righty, we can do that.
The one to the left and below it?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a launching bay.
It may be. It's pretty curious.
My opinion. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I can't say that's what it is. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, it has that appearance for sure. Now, whatever this is, I mean, I cannot identify what it is, but I think I can identify that is not geologically created. I think I can identify that is
not
construction.
Not that oval shape, no.
Yeah, that's construction.
Yeah. That was just what all I wanted to say.
All right. Well, Brent, thanks for the call, man.
Yep. Goodbye. Right.
623-444-5889. What do you think about all of this? Folks, I have given you more than a shred of evidence here tonight. And what I've done is I have given you the evidence for the airbrushing, but I've also given you the evidence that there is intelligent life living on the moon right now. Now, this movie that's playing, this video that's playing showing the UFOs coming over the moon from the backside, August 23rd this year. August 23rd. That's when that was. What you're looking at was videotaped through a telescope on Earth, August 23rd. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
All right, hold on. We're live.
Hello?
Kevin?
Yes, your first name and from where are you calling?
Oh, Christine Dickey from Arizona.
Hello, Christine.
I've been talking to you before.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Kevin! It's good to talk to you again. Listen, we have lived in New Mexico near the very large array. You know, when the 1947 crash happened at Corona, we also lived right across the street from the second crash.
Wow.
Yeah, very close to the second crash. And we did some research while we lived there and found out a lot of information about what the government was doing as far as researching. They were doing lightning research, and the lightning research they were doing actually brought down the UFOs during 1947. This can be explored a little further, but these crashes that happened were also, we interviewed people that we lived near that witnessed the crashes. I can't say it all tonight, but if you want to talk about it a little bit, call me.
Okay, I'll do that. Good to talk with you again, Christine.
Okay, there's a lot going on there. Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. What I've put on the table here is something that for some people it's just so mind-boggling they cannot possibly get their minds around it. But get your mind around this. You've been lied to. Get your mind around that as a fact. You have been lied to. And you're being lied to all the time. You've got NASA, you got the various agencies of the government, you got various parts of the military telling you that people who think that there are intelligent extraterrestrials believe in little green men. Now, I've been at this for a long time. I don't believe in little green men. And I'll tell you something. I know almost all the top names in UFO research and investigation. I personally know almost all of them. I don't know a single one of them that believes in little green men. That's fiction created by the pathological fictioners. To hide what's really going on, and I've showed you tonight what's really going on with their evidence. I didn't make this. This is theirs. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Steve from Georgia.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, that image that you showed us at first, that huge opening there in that crater is very amazing, and the obvious airbrushing is very damning as well, you know, for NASA. And then I'd also like to bring up those objects that are flying over the limb of the moon. You know, they look pretty small from a distance, don't they? You know, from the photograph. But if you actually compare them to the total size of the moon, those are some huge craft.
Yeah, they are.
That's a pretty large segment of the moon up there. And for those craft to show up against that, those are big.
Yeah, they are.
You know, that's not some little satellite that NASA might launch in the middle of the night from Cape Kennedy or Houston or someplace. But you know, those are pretty massive craft up there.
And it's interesting that all of them are coming from the back of the moon.
Exactly. And it would stand to reason that that's where the majority of their activity would be on the backside, where they wouldn't be quite so noticeable to curious people here on Earth that would look up and demand that more attention be drawn to them, you know, because a craft that size, you could almost pick that out with a naked eye or with a set of binoculars if you were looking at the right time.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about the naked eye, but I bet you could with a good set of binoculars.
Yeah, you really could. And I'd also like to voice my appreciation for you mentioning Bill Cooper. You know, Milton William Cooper and you have a lot in common. You guys are both truth tellers and very, very courageously bring things up that other people aren't covering. They shy away from for fear of getting on lists. And it could well be that the majority of your listeners maybe aren't acquainted with Bill Cooper and his work and all that he did, and maybe some of them are, but they didn't encounter him or his reputation until after he was shot to rags by the sheriff's deputies out there in Eager, Arizona. Guys like you and Bill Cooper are perishable items, mm-hmm. Kevin. You know, you're not going to be here forever. Bill Cooper wasn't here forever, and we won't always have the opportunity to engage the quality of people that you and he represent. So I want to echo Jerome's urging of some of the non-members, maybe, and some of the people that are new to this stuff, to call and help advance the conversation of this stuff, help to move this thing along and to engage, you know, with your mind, Kevin, because you know, this is something you could go away in a hurry, you could disappear quick, because I know you're on a lot of lists, and so you know, I've called, Brent's called, Jerome's called, we're the usual suspects, you know, but let me urge your new listeners and non-members to call in and engage this thing. And I'll get off the air so they can.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. And thank you so much for the call, Steve. Steve points out something that's very important for you to realize, and that is as you watch the video of these objects, these craft coming from the back of the moon across into the Earth side, you know, they appear to us on video to be pretty small. But consider how far away that is from Earth, and consider the total size of the moon in relation to that craft. Those are some pretty big craft. And look, somebody's flying them. All right, we have to take a break, and we'll be back right after this.
Smith Show.
Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we're talking about the fact that I've given you evidence here tonight, their evidence, NASA's evidence, that moon that's in your sky tonight is occupied by someone intelligent. Now, there are people that think that's crazy, so explain the evidence away then. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Frank.
Hello, Frank.
And I'm calling from Roanoke, Michigan.
All right. What's on your mind,
Kevin,
Frank?
Kevin, do you have Google Earth on your computer?
No. Not in here. In the studio, no, I don't.
All right. I'm going to tell you on Google Moon.
Yeah, go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm Google Moon. There's a bug.
Okay.
And it's 4,100 feet long. But let me show you. Let me give you the directions, because I'm sure 8 degrees 55 minutes and 20 seconds. And 60 degrees, 05 minutes and 21 seconds.
Okay, what do you mean there's a bug?
I'm telling you the coordinates to where you can find the bug.
You mean this is a big insect?
Yes. And let me tell you something else, too. We're going to have to fight these guys on a planet, on the moon. And I first started listening to your show about 6 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And it was right after I found a bunch more stuff, Google Moon.
Uh-huh.
And I decided tonight that I was going to tell you about it. But you've got to have Google Moon on your computer. And I've got lots of stuff to show you. And all it has is you need Google Moon.
Okay.
And it only works. I've only found it with... Please forgive me, Kevin. I got a stroke. I had a stroke. And I'm home. I'm an ex-engineer, and I'm just getting back on my feet.
Listen, that's quite all right. I had a stroke in 2007. Been there, done that. It ain't fun. So yeah. I understand.
You know, but anyway, the if you have Google Moon. I've got a lot of stuff to show you.
Okay. Here's how we can make this happen. Go to my website and click on contact. And then when that opens, click on suggestion. And send me an email and say, hey, this is Frank. I talked with you on the air. And I'll start email conversation with you, and we'll get that done.
All right.
Okay?
All right. Thanks.
Hey, man, thanks. Appreciate
it.
All right. All right. Not a brand new listener, but pretty new, 6 months. We have new people every night. We have some new people tonight. But, you know, you've had your hand all your life, and you've had that telephone for a lot of your life, so take your index finger on one hand and your telephone in the other and dial in this combination. 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. Because when you do enter that combination into that little device you call a telephone, it's really a transporter. It will transport you directly to this studio. And then you can take part in this conversation. Let me remind our listeners and our viewers who are around the world that you can either call us or you can use the flash message option on the website. And if you use the flash message option, it's called a flash message because when it comes in here, I have a little indicator that flashes on that screen over there. And so it's a flash message, all right? Send me a message with your question or comments. Look, the point is this, folks, and it's an important point, and that is the evidence, not just some guy saying, I think we probably have neighbors on the moon. It's not just some nut saying the moon is inhabited and there's extraterrestrial intelligent life. If there is not extraterrestrial intelligent life, would you please explain to me who built that? And then who expanded it? And if that's not artificial construction, by artificial construction I mean geology didn't do it, if that's not engineering, architecture, and construction, why does NASA airbrush that out? And if it is all of that, then the next question is, who's building it? It means there's someone there that's intelligent and alive and constructing this stuff. It's their evidence. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Yes, you're live on the air. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Christine.
Oh, Christine.
I'm calling from Casa Grande, Arizona.
Uh-huh. And okay. What's on your mind, Christine?
Well, I talked to Kevin earlier. He knows me. Well, we've met before.
Well, this is Kevin, and you're live on the air.
Oh, Kevin. You know who I am, then. Christine Dickey, I hope. I've been on your show before.
Yeah. What's on your mind, Christine?
Excuse me?
What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I talked to you about the Roswell crash in New Mexico, and I have some more information on that most people don't know about that I think would be very interesting.
Okay. Well, tell you what. When we do Open Line next week, I want you to call and tell us about that. Tonight we're talking about this evidence of the moon being actually inhabited right now.
Oh, yeah, I'm leaving on that for some time. But, yeah, I appreciate you taking my call, and I will call you back.
All right, thanks. All right, what about you, folks? 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. And I'm still waiting on someone to explain away the evidence. I mean, come on. What are we watching here? Chinese wedding candles? Is that what you want us to believe? What, weather balloons coming up over the limb of the moon there? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Well, this is another listener from wonderful state of Arizona. This is John.
Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Outstanding.
I am totally buying into the evidence that says there's something going on and there are people on the moon and there's crap flying around. But I'm wondering, has NASA ever made public all of the Russian landing sites when they were sending remote operated vehicles before we actually landed on the moon? Do we have a map of those landing sites as well?
I don't think NASA ever released that, but I think the Russians did. Now, my memory of it is that they made an attempt and failed before Apollo 11. But then Apollo 11 landed, and a few weeks later, then the Russians successfully landed their first rover on the moon, and it was a robotic rover, and it was, by the way, nuclear powered.
Right.
Yeah.
I had thought that they were there and had gotten the first one stuck with minimal success, but
you might be right. I'm just giving you what my memory gives me, but I'm an old guy. I forget stuff.
Hey, we're in the same club. I'm an old guy too.
Yeah. Well, the good thing about being old is I didn't die.
That's always a plus, you know. But I like being old, you know, because when I don't remember stuff or I don't move as quick as other people, I look at them and say, "Hey, I'm old. Give me a break."
That's right. I get away with everything. Somebody complains about something, and I just shrug and say, "Hey, I'm an old guy."
That's right. Yeah. Give me a break.
Yeah, I get away with everything. John, it may be, you may be correct. They may have successfully landed and had a partially successful mission. And I think you said that you remembered one that got stuck. That could be. Maybe they did that before Apollo 11. I don't remember that one. But I do remember that just a few weeks later.
I'm not sure about the
timeline
on it either.
Yeah.
I just remember that there were two there, and they were doing their best to remotely control it from here, which was difficult. And so, but the other thing is, are we being made aware of the all of the satellites that China is putting up there?
No, we're not. I don't think so. I mean, that's my opinion. I don't think we're being made aware of everything China does. Heck, they don't even tell us all the stuff that we launch.
I know. You know, so why would they tell us about what's going on in the rest of the world?
Uh-huh. Well, that's true. But these things that are in this video taken by, calling it a backyard astronomer. You know, it's an amateur astronomer with a good telescope. These things are too big to be a satellite.
Yeah, you're right. They seem to be, you know, excessively large if they are. Yeah, I'm watching the video right now, and you know, it's difficult to put a, you know, a yes or no on what it is, but there's definitely something circling very close to the surface of the moon.
Yeah. I'll tell you something else. There's a very subtle blue haze outside the moon there. Do you see that?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. That very subtle blue haze. You know, they tell us there's no atmosphere on the moon. But you know something? Backyard astronomers have seen clouds moving across the face of the moon.
Yeah.
If you've got clouds, there's two things you've got, atmosphere and water.
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot of things about, we know there's water down in the caverns. They already finally admitted to that because China was going to tell us first.
Yeah. Yeah. So who do you think it is that's flying these things, John?
Well, there's been so much secrecy in the knowledge that's out there. It could be anybody from Black Ops to the neighboring planets. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Well, someone was smart.
Which surprised me a whole lot, you know. And if it's neighboring planets and they're more intelligent than us, I can certainly see why they're staying on the moon rather than come here.
Yeah. Yeah, but I bet they do visit from time to time just to go to McDonald's. We have to step away for a break. John, thanks for the call. Somebody was smart and alive on the moon back in the 1960s. We'll be back right after this, and we will be on Final Approach when we come back. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're on Final Approach, and let's go straight to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Mark from Los Angeles.
Hello, Mark.
Hi. You know, I was looking on Google Moon, like the other caller was talking about, and I went to Zeeman Crater, and of course they have it blurred out.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really funny is on the side of the crater, which would be looking at your picture just to the right of it, there looks like there's a pile of dirt that they're, like if they were drilling, they were pouring it down into the crater.
Well, it could be. You know, I don't know. Like I say, I don't know what this this big 29-mile-long structure is. On the right side of it, it looks like a tunneling bit. if you look at the pictures of our tunneling machines, this looks like a tunneling machine.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now too, and I'm almost thinking, you know, I'm 29 miles wide, that it could be floors of a building as well, and those are like ledges, but that's still a big ledge.
Yeah, it could be. You know, I mean, who knows what it is. But whatever it is, whatever it is, NASA and the military didn't want us to see that. And, you know, somehow they don't get it. Whenever you make evidence disappear, you just highlighted it.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, whatever this is, it is big.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure it is the Maryland Air National Guard dropping flares.
That or Chinese wedding lanterns.
It could be that. Yeah, it could be that. It could be Chinese wedding lanterns. I'm pretty sure it's one or the other.
Yeah, exactly.
But, all right.
But yeah, when you get a chance, look at Google Earth and then click on the moon and then type in Zeeman and it takes you to the crater. And even though that's blurred out, look into the crater just to the, actually in this picture, it's to the bottom of it, and it looks like dirt was being poured over the side of the crater and is piling up.
Okay, I'll do that. Thanks for the call, man.
So, all right, thank you.
All right. All right, we have a flash message from Umberto in Mexico, and he says, "Hi, Kevin, a long time no hear, great show as usual. I have a different approach to the issue. Through time, I have realized that it is true that the powers that be lie to us, but you have to recognize that, after all, they have made available to us some of the tools and technology which now you are using to bring to light some of these lies. And in some way, we're learning fast some of their best tricks. Maybe somewhere in the future, we're going to be capable of and even be a part of the show. Thank you for all that you have taught us in all of these years. Umberto, muchas gracias. Thank you very much. Sí, yo hablo español, pero no muy rápido. Yo aprendo cada día. Folks, the point is pretty simple. Back in the 1960s, it's pretty certain we weren't up there and we didn't build this. And the fact that they keep photographing it 34 years later and then blur it out pretty much indicates it's not ours. And that's a recon photo. I mean, that's, to me, that's what it indicates. I don't know who's up there. I mean, by now, maybe we have a base up there ourselves. I don't know. But in the 1960s, somebody was already there, already had construction going, big construction. That didn't even look new. But 34 years later, that big construction was even bigger. And the powers that be, in this case NASA and the military, thought it important to blur that so you couldn't see what it was. At one point, they even provided a picture that had the thing totally taken out of it. But then they did a sloppy job with the, with the wall of the cliff, and left obvious signs of tampering there. So I think I've met the challenge, Milton. I think I've met your challenge. I've provided you more than a shred of evidence, and with their evidence have shown you what it is they are trying to cover up. With their evidence, I have shown you the evidence that somebody is there and alive and intelligent, and this thing is getting bigger. And this is just one place. There are places like this all over the moon. There's a statue on the moon that's 6 miles tall. You think that's nuts? It's there, and it's in NASA's pictures. Go look at Jose Escamilla's movie called Celestial. You can see it on YouTube for free. Celestial. Go watch it. You'll see the statue. It's 6 miles tall. I know it sounds fantastic. I know it sounds like, well, that just can't be. But it is. This is important for us to remember, folks. Just because you've never seen it, just because you've never experienced it, has absolutely no bearing on whether it's real or not. I've never seen a 6 mile tall construction. I don't think anybody on this planet's ever seen construction that's 6 miles tall, like a statue. But it's on the moon, and there's a picture of it, a clear picture of it. And it's NASA's picture. Go watch Celestial, and you'll see it. Well, I hope that this evening, as I have met the challenge that I received in email and went beyond that challenge, I hope that you realize we've got neighbors. Doesn't matter if, you know, NASA says, well, if we ever find extraterrestrial life, we're going to yell it from the rooftops. Baloney. They found it. I showed you pictures of it. Showed you the evidence of it. They're not going to yell it from the rooftops. They're going to smear it out of the picture. They got the track record. We know that's what they're going to do. They're pathological fictioners. That's what they're going to do with the evidence. But I've shown you tonight, we've got neighbors. Doesn't matter what the officials say, we've got neighbors. Who are they? I've had people come on this show, I've had scientists on this show that say, not only do we have neighbors, some of us are up there. We have bases up there. Of course, I've had some that said that's nonsense. We have no bases there. But I don't know whether we do or not, but I've shown you NASA's evidence this evening that somebody does. Somebody's there. They're intelligent, and they're alive. And as of the 23rd of August, they were flying ships over the limb of the moon and coming over onto our side that we can see. And that got videotaped. Don't know who it is, but it's somebody. All right, tonight is K-Files night. As soon as we go off the air tonight, I start sending out this week's K-Files. If you have not yet subscribed, do it right now at my website. Click where it says K-Files. You're going to get an automatic email, and it has a link in it that you have to click in order to activate your subscription. Be sure you click it. You do that before I start sending, you'll get this week's K-Files. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too, and you can call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.